This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Knoxville Farm and Home, Heartland Co-op of Indianola, Creative Landscaping, Sundance Realty, Motor and Auto Group, Dandee Farms, Ag Resource Management, and Johnston Hicks and Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, DeBlumenhoff, Norris Automotive, Dutch Mill Supply, Sully Transport, Pella Feed Services, Church & Dwight, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Van Manen Seeding Chemical, and Don Kron CPA. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again, spring planting. How does the manager of a local co-op see the current state of the industry? In the fourth part of a five-part program on agriculture, let's go in-depth with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella, Otley, Monroe, and Tracy. Well, congratulations, Tracy. We made it to spring.
Yeah, wow. It's been quite a trip, Bob, from... You know, all the way from last March to this March, who would have ever expected what we've gone through? It's just been a crazy year. We're just so thrilled to be ready to get started back up again. And, you know, I've always told you that springtime is my favorite time of the year to watch the flowers come, to watch the grass green up, to watch the robins show up. Last night I was going home and there was a whole flock of seagulls going over. So looks like spring's just around the corner, and we're ready to go. So it'll be a good spring, I believe.
Well, spring is always a time of optimism, but it looks like we're coming out of COVID, and I sense more optimism than I have in a long time, even joy that I see sometimes in people. Are you getting the same sense?
I have to agree with that, and I'm seeing the same thing. I think, you know, we've been in this challenging time for the past year. People are missing being part of community. They're missing having these types of discussions like we're having today face-to-face. They're tired of Zoom. You know, a year ago today, if you would have told me Zoom, I would have said, Zoom what? Because I would have thought you were taking your car and racing down the road. But of course, we all found out what Zoom was, and it's been great. It's been helpful. It's allowed us to stay in contact with others, but it's not the same as being in community with one another. And I'm starting to see that optimism from people that maybe that light at the end of the tunnel is getting a little brighter, that everybody is excited at the prospect that we're going, you know, we've got vaccines in arms today. I know you and I were talking earlier. You've had yours. I've had one of mine. I get another one in another week. And, you know, we're starting to see things get back to some type of normal. We're not back completely yet. And we all still need to be cautious. We need to be concerned about our fellow man. But we also can feel good about what the future holds for all of us.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Shomo Madsen Umble Insurance in Prairie City, Subway in Pella, Asenbaugh Prairie Seed Farm, Twin Cedar Schools, Heartland Co-op of Prairie City, Cementec, Sims Custom Wash, Suter Family Farms, and Hormel Foods. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Gritters Electric, Indianola Memorial Works, ISU Extension and Outreach of Warren County, Sully Locker and Market, Dingham and Concrete, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, Marion County Bank, and Iowa Realty Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Do the farmers that you talk to, do they share our optimism?
I believe so. This past 6 months, we've seen the markets pop up, the derecho last summer, and some of the other things that were going on. We ended up having a smaller crop than what was expected by USDA. We've also seen some challenges in South America with their crop this winter. And, of course, we've seen huge sales go onto the books to China with the new trade deal. All those things wrap up to tightening up supply and making it appear that it could be a challenging summer for the processors to buy grain. And with that, we've seen, you know, we've seen corn pop up. We're over $5 today. We're, I believe, over $13 on beans. When you start getting into those kind of numbers, a little more optimism comes into the farm play gate. Putting a crop in the ground that looks like it's going to have some value next fall makes everybody feel better. It's just been a real change over the last 6 months because there was a couple, 2-3 years there that were pretty tough financially on the farm. And it's starting to look a little better at this point in time.
Now, for people that aren't very familiar with farm operations, what's Two Rivers, what's your staff doing now in helping farmers get into the field?
Right now, I'd say most of the staff is focused on firming up farm plans, spending time to make sure everybody has the crop nutrient plans in place so that as soon as as soon as things dry back out again, we can get up and running, getting crop nutrients put on the ground. We can get crop protection plan products sprayed on the ground. I know that there's been some seed delivery happening out to the country so that the farmers have the seed in their shed ready to go when that time comes. So a lot of it's just firming up the plans that we've spent the winter determining. So you spend the winter determining what those plans are, and now you go back one more time and you just firm them up and make sure everybody's on the same page. With today's technology, you have to make sure that the seed is matching up to the crop protection products that are put on the ground. Some seeds are more adaptable to certain types of soil, so making sure that you're getting the right seed on the right farm at the right time with the right crop protection products. We used to just go out and we'd plant the seed and we'd do things pretty much the same way. It has become very, very close to what I would call prescription agriculture today, where the seed, the crop protection products, the crop nutrients are all tied together in a package to make sure that you maximize the return on that acre, and you also are doing the best job you possibly can from a standpoint of soil protection, water quality, and all the environmental things that go along as well. So it's a whole package today compared to what it was 30, 40 years ago when I got in the industry.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Knoxville Raceway, Dowie Pest Control, Marion County Rural Water, Herberger Construction, Marion County Bank, CNC Cycle, Napa in Knoxville, the Pella Hy-Vee and the Knoxville Hy-Vee, and Spray Tech. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Granny's Kitchen, Round Window Liquor, McCoy True Value, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Ardeen Downing, Klein's Quick Time, and Wagon Wheels West.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Well, and now there's all of this precision planting and all the information, all the data that is gathered over, you know, down to the a few inches by the equipment and software that's available now. And so is that what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. That's all part of it. You know, there's equipment out there today that the farmer is able to enter into his planter unit, the type of corn, the exact hybrid that he is planting. It uploads to the cloud. He downloads it from the cloud to his computer, or we can, if he gives us access, we can download it to ours as well. And it gives us the ability to watch that crop throughout the crop year. There's actually programs out there today that will tell you how much rainfall you got last night on a farm that might be 20 miles away from your current location, so that you know what that crop's doing. You don't have to go check the rain gauge anymore. You can get it on your smartphone. You know, it's just so different. The different seeds get planted at different populations. So the precision in putting it in the ground at the right populations, it's just exploded over the last 5 to 10 years.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Culver's of Pella, Verduft Agency, Harry's Ag Application LLC, Stan Drywall, Van Gorp Edwards Insurance, Central Iowa Organic Fertilizer, and Wickman Pig Company. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Westside Muffler and Repair, Key Cooperative, Country Propane, American Family Insurance, Betsy's Boutique, Steenhook Appraisal, United Farmers Cooperative in Indianola, Champion Seed, and Farm Bureau Jeff Arkema.
I continued my conversation with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative. Now, one of the things I know that you help farmers with is marketing, and as I was pulling it in today, here comes a guy with a big truck, and I presume he's bringing in some of last year's crop, and he's probably pretty happy with the prices he is going to get today compared to, last year. How do you handle that? How do you provide advice on that? Because you can never tell what the future will bring.
You know, that's absolutely true. You don't know. I've said it for years. If I knew what the grain market was going to do, I would not work for a living. Okay, I'd sit at my desk. I'd look at my screen. I'd trade grain, and then I'd spend the rest of the day on the golf course. Okay, so to tell you I know what the market's going to do, I don't. Okay, and it doesn't matter whether I'm looking at a screen all day or not. I don't know. So what we can do though is we can look at what the factors are that are driving the market. Is it sales to China? Is it the fact that we had a short crop? Is it the fact that the South American weather is questionable? Those types of things drive the market higher. But on the other hand, we also have to be cautious because, it looks like we're going to plant a lot of acres this spring. If we turn out with really good weather, this market probably won't stay where it's at today. So the question then becomes, the biggest question that we can ask the producer, and the biggest question he can answer for himself, is what does it cost me to raise this crop? Okay? I have an estimated yield. Now, I understand that's not a guarantee, but your federal crop insurance will give you a guarantee, so you can work off of that. What is my cost? If I raise my guarantee for my crop insurance, and I have X dollars worth of expense into that crop, then that tells me how many dollars per bushel I need to get back out of it. So what we look at is saying, okay, if let's say your break even per bushel is $3.50 for corn that you're going to raise for the fall of 2021. If the market is at $4 today, which means you're making a profit on it, then I would recommend you probably make some type of a sale. Not 100%, maybe not 50%, maybe it's 10%, but make some type of a sale. And here's why. If we get to next fall, and that corn you sold at $4 is the worst sale you made of the year, it's not going to be a bad thing, because that means your worst sale of the year was at a profitable level. If it's at the best sale of the year, you're really glad you sold something. So it's really more about, in today's world, how do we get to the point that we do it as a business? Yes, farming is a way of life. I understand that as well as the next person does, because that's part of the reason I love what I do. That's part of the reason why I come to work every day. It's that camaraderie. It's that love of the land. It's that love of the working together to see something through, that you see the crop grow throughout the year, and then you get blessed with having that crop come in the fall. But it's also about being a business, and it's about being profitable. And we need to make sure that we're tying both of those things together in order for you to be successful into the future.
Well, we know farmers listen, and we've both been told that by farmers. But our biggest audience today is non-farmers. What's the most important thing for them to know as we enter spring planting season?
I think the biggest thing for them to know, I think there's a couple of things. One of those things is, hey, when you're out there on the roads, be careful. That farm equipment that you see going down the road is going a lot slower than what you are. So take your time, pay attention, and be sure you give them as much room as you possibly can. The bigger thing, though, to me, Bob, is that in today's world, we hear a lot about environment. We hear a lot about sustainability. We hear a lot about the climate. I'm not going there from a political standpoint. I'm not going to debate those issues. But what I will say is that the farmers we deal with today, the farmers I have dealt with in the 41 years that I've been in agriculture, have always cared about what's going on in the soil, have always cared about water, have always cared about doing things the right way. Are we more hypersensitive to that today than we were 40 years ago? Absolutely we are. And I think the consumer today needs to understand that every producer out here is doing the absolute best they possibly can to grow a crop, to feed the world with the least amount of inputs, and to protect the environment all at the same time. And I just am afraid that sometimes we don't see everything farmers are doing, whether it be no-till, minimum till, use of cover crops, the precision that we talked about already that they use to make those decisions as to what they're doing. I just don't think the producer, the farm producer today, is getting the credit he deserves for the job he is doing to protect the environment that matters to all of us.
Thanks to Tracy Gathman for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.